The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good today.
Excellent. And our special guest, attorney Richard Finucci, again for the fourth week in a row. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
This is going to cost us a fortune having the attorney on 4 weeks in a row.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, appraising, guiding, assisting, supporting for over 40 years. Feel free during the week
to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can also suggest a topic at questions@jruddy.com. You can also view our listings, search the MLS listings, listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
And we also have videos of all the realtors on jruddy.com, so you can see what we look like.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, attorney Richard Finucci, briefly, if you can give us a little bit of background on yourself, we'd appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me, Jackie, again. It's my pleasure to be here. I've been a practicing attorney for 23 years now, and one of the things that we do a lot of things in our office, but one of the things that we engage primarily in is real estate law and practice. We do a lot of commercial and residential closings, and we're licensed title insurance agents in the state of Pennsylvania.
And how many counties do you serve?
Anywhere from 5 to 6 or more. We do what we can. It's best to have an attorney in your locality, but we do service Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Wyoming, Susquehanna, Monroe, and Pike.
Wow. Okay. Well, I know you're excellent at what you do. You have a great staff, and you know your real estate because we have had many dealings with you in your office, and we always appreciate when you're on the other end of it. Last week, we talked about short sales. We also talked about foreclosures and sheriff sales, and a couple of things that we didn't talk about in that discussion of foreclosures is that, you know, oftentimes when we meet with people and they're determining whether they're in a short sale or a foreclosure situation, a lot of times when people miss a payment, they think they're going to be thrown out of their house in the next month. It's usually a really long process, is it not?
That's correct, Jackie. And no homeowner can just be thrown out of their home for missing a payment or for just missing many payments. There's a process involved, and a foreclosure action may be started, as you know, by simple notification to the owner that, hey, you've missed a payment, and if you don't become good on it, we're going to take this further. And if that payment isn't made or more payments become delinquent, then it goes into the formal process, which is the filing of a lawsuit. Understand that a foreclosure action is a lawsuit, a civil lawsuit that's instituted against the owner to take, one, to get a judgment against the person for the amount that's owed, and two, to take the property back, which they have as collateral.
Now, last week during our show, you had mentioned that there's a sheriff's sale process that occurs, and what happens is that during that process, the banks are often the people that bid at the sheriff's sale, correct?
Most often. Nine and a half out of 10 times, you're going to see the lender, who's the one who is just bids back the property.
Now, can a homeowner go to that sheriff's sale and purchase their property back?
They can, Jackie. And as we discussed last week, it can be a very risky endeavor for anyone to try to do that on their own.
They don't often do that.
No.
But they could, technically.
You can.
Okay.
All right. Can, but it's not for the meek of heart.
All right. And is there any relief out there, any hope for people that are going through the foreclosure process?
Yes, there is, Jackie. There are as federal laws and regulations have set up Homeowners Relief Act, and you know that has to be followed by the lender. So if someone is in danger of losing their property or see themselves coming into a situation where they're no longer going to be able to afford their mortgage, they should seek out legal advice and consult and take advantage of what programs are out there. All lenders are required to follow them.
Okay. So there are some things that people, they don't have to lose hope. They can perhaps get out of the situation they found themselves in. And sometimes the best first step is to talk to someone like yourself.
Always. And usually by facing it and not running away from it, usually your results will be much better than if you just avoid it. The more you avoid it, the worse it'll get.
Excellent advice. Now, how does someone get in touch with you, please?
My office is located at 1418 Main Street in Peckville. And as I said before, we're in Lackawanna County, but we do service other surrounding counties. Our phone number is 570-383-0652. And our email is lawoffice@attyfinucci.com.
And Finucci is spelled?
F-A-N-U-C-C-I.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is attorney Richard Finucci, who practices law, and we're talking about foreclosures. One of the things when I put this show together that I thought we could talk about, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about landlord-tenant situations. And if a tenant isn't paying, what rights does a landlord have, and how do they go about evicting someone? What can they do? What can't they do? Are there laws on the side of the tenant? Are there laws that the landlords have to abide by? What kind of discussion should we enter into regarding this matter, please?
Well, Jackie, many years ago when I started practicing law, it was well known in the real estate area that the laws were written to favor a tenant. And after a lot of lobbying and effort, I'm happy to say that those laws have since been changed. The Pennsylvania Landlord-Tenant Act was revamped several years ago, and it has really equaled the playing field, where the laws now will, you know, help a landlord who isn't being paid for rent on the property.
How long can a tenant go not paying their monthly amount before somebody can evict them?
Well, that depends on the situation, and it depends on the landlord, quite frankly, because the sooner that a landlord exercises their rights to start the eviction process, the least amount of time it may take to get them out. You know, the eviction process is a procedure, by the way, and for those who are not familiar with how to evict a tenant, there are very strict rules under the Landlord-Tenant Act that must be followed, or you jeopardize yourself and, you know, maybe the matter getting thrown out and you're back to square one. So there is a procedure that needs to be followed.
What is that procedure, please?
It all starts with there has to be a delinquency, or either a delinquency in the payment of rent or a breach of the condition of a lease agreement. And by the way, you know, the first thing that needs to be evaluated is there a written lease in effect between the landlord and the tenant, or is it just simply a verbal lease, which means that by law, they're month to month.
And I don't mean to interrupt your thought there, but is a written lease better than a verbal month to month?
There's no way to say for sure, Jackie. It all depends on the personal situation. I could make, you know, 100 arguments as to why a lease is beneficial, and I could make probably the same amount as to why a lease isn't beneficial. It's all up to the individual owner of the property as to what their situation is. And I would tend to think more people will have leases than not.
Right. And not all leases are the same. So leases could be written correctly or incorrectly too.
Well, correct. And certainly a lease is nothing more than a contract between the landlord and the tenant or tenants. And there's no true perfect form lease. The terms and conditions varies very much from lease to lease. And by the way, it depends if it's residential or commercial.
You know, sure.
For the most part, we'll be talking about residential leases today, I believe.
Right. I didn't. Yes. Exactly. We're talking about residential leases. So when there is some sort of breach, getting back to the breach, so this breach occurs, and then what does one do to evict properly?
Usually, Jackie, the first thing that needs to occur legally is that a notice to quit is what the Landlord-Tenant Act refers to it as. It's a notice to the tenant saying you're in breach of the lease for some reason, and you must state the reason, and you have until this date to cure it, or you must surrender possession of the property. That is an absolute prerequisite under the landlord-tenant law to bring a landlord-tenant eviction action.
So this would be in writing?
It has to be in writing, and there's strict procedures on how that is given to the tenant. The law says it has to be served personally or posted conspicuously on the door, on the front of the premises, usually on the door. Certified mail or regular U.S. mail is not an acceptable form of delivery of service to the person.
So certified mail where someone signs is not acceptable?
No, not by mail. But serving someone personally is, okay, or posting it on the door conspicuously. And those are really the best forms of service under the law. And my practice and experience is that we will try to serve them personally. We will post the door and we will send it certified and regular U.S. mail, not just for backup.
Okay.
But most magistrates who handle landlord-tenant matters, by the way, the law says you must go to a district justice magistrate, they will strictly observe those requirements.
Interesting.
Or if not, your case will be thrown out.
Very interesting. Okay, we're headed towards the break. And before we do, Pat, would you please review a listing?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 809 Music Street in Scranton for only $70,000. This home is a true gem. All the work has been done. The home has a new roof, new siding, new windows, new flooring, new landscaping. It has off-street parking for 3 cars. All this home needs is new owners to move in. The taxes are very low at only $1,080 a month. The washer, dryer, and all the appliances are included. So if you're looking for a great deal on a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in Scranton, check out 809 Music Street for only $70,000, and that is listed by Valerie Brown of our office.
Thank you, Pat. It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thank you. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with my husband, Phil Realtor.
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good here today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Lots of good information.
For the fourth week in a row, we have attorney Richard Finucci, who practices real estate law. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do we get in touch with you, please?
My address is 1418 Main Street in Peckville. My phone number is 570-383-0652. And my email is lawoffice@attyfanucci.com.
And you've been doing real estate law for how long?
Well, roughly 23 years now.
Amazing. And
would be nowhere without the terrific staff that I have behind me, my staff of They Move Mountains.
Yes, they do. They're excellent. And you also go very far and wide with your law practice. You not only service Lackawanna County, Luzerne, Wayne, Pike,
Susquehanna, Monroe, Wyoming.
All right. Okay. You know your stuff. We were talking before the break about landlord-tenant situations and, you know, that a breach, if a breach occurs, the landlord would serve the tenant with a notice to quit. It's in writing, and they have to do it in person, serve it in person, or post it on their door in a prominent place. They can't serve it by mail, U.S. mail. That I would understand, but I am stunned at the fact that you can't send it certified mail.
That's correct, Jackie. The landlord-tenant law does not acknowledge certified mail return receipt requested as a valid form of personal service in these matters. And if you don't post the notice to quit, as I said earlier, the right way or serve it personally, your case will be thrown out.
So this notice to quit states what the problem is, and then there's usually a date that the landlord wants the tenant to correct.
That's correct, Jackie. And the notice has to have plain language, basically saying the names of the who the parties are, the reasons why there's a breach or a violation, what amounts, if any, are due at that time, and the date that the person must leave by. And if they don't, they will be brought before a magistrate district justice for an eviction proceeding.
Okay.
Time periods also are important, because if the law states that if the lease is for a period of 1 year or less, you must give the notice 15 days in advance of filing the lawsuit for eviction. If it's more than 1 year, it's a 30-day notice. And in either event, if the reason for the breach is for non-payment of rent, the law states 10 days. So there's under the new law that was enacted several years ago when they revamped the landlord-tenant law, they actually made the time period less. It's only a 10-day advance notice for non-payment of rent, which will allow the landlord to get into court all the quicker.
Excellent. That was needed, because I was thinking, as you read in my mind, I wanted to talk about those dates and in the 30-day rule and the 10-day rule, things like that. And so if I heard you correctly, if a tenant didn't pay the rent when it was due and 10 days lapse, the notice to quit can be served.
10 days advance notice as a prerequisite to filing the eviction action.
For non-payment. Okay. Now, you had a question on break, Pat. Did you not?
Yeah. I've heard people talk, and I know it's not true. People says you cannot evict people during the winter. Is there certain months that you can't evict people, or if they're in school? I've heard these things. Is it true?
You know, Patrick, that's a question that I get asked all the time, and I guess it's a fallacy in part. It is not true. A person who does not pay their rent can be evicted 24/7, any time of the year. There are separate rules in effect for residents of mobile home parks. The law has a whole separate section on evicting someone from there. I believe there are provisions in there regarding time periods, but that they are totally unique only to those type of tenants, to the average person.
You can be evicted any time of the year.
Any time of the year.
One of the things I think about in terms of landlord-tenant situations, say you do evict and the tenant moves out, they leave personal belongings behind. They don't remove those. Is there a certain time frame that owner of that property, that landlord, do they have to keep that stuff for a certain time frame, or can they sell it on eBay or get throw it out in the trash? What can they do? What can't they do?
Ultimately, they can, Jackie, once the landlord is given legal possession of the property, and that's by virtue of a district magistrate judge awarding judgment for possession. Once they have possession and all appropriate appeal periods have expired, because they do have appeal rights from any judgment, possession or damages, the landlord is free to do whatever with the items. I always advise my clients, do what you can to send them notice that if you don't come to retrieve your items within X amount of time, they will be disposed of at our discretion. I always tell my clients to do that, if that's possible, and it's not always possible.
Okay, so a landlord can either throw the items out or give them to family members or give them to a charity or sell them?
They can.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
If they're left on the property and after attempts have been made to return them, they are free to do what they need to do with
them. All right, good. Well, you would know, because there's some misinformation out there. There's actually something in my research that I did here that said that a landlord couldn't do that. So I'm glad we brought that up as a topic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. What's your advice to people that you represent that own rental properties? Do you advise them to enter into a lease with a tenant, and for how long?
And to do a credit check? Do you advise people to do that?
Yeah, doing a credit check, Patrick, is actually a great tool that's available that landlords don't realize that they have the ability to do. I advise my clients to have a rental application, to have the prospective tenant complete it, put references, and by the way, follow up on it. Always check the references, check the person's background, check the person's, go to the courthouse, or even online it can be done now. You don't even have to physically go to the courthouse anymore. Check for judgment, see where they were last, see if they had any prior landlord tenant evictions done against them. Criminal actions. These are all things that will assist you in evaluating whether or not you have a good tenant. And of course, there's no guarantees ever, but these are things that you can make your life a little easier as a landlord.
We had we were renting an apartment, and the person came in, they put the application in, it came back that they had two prior evictions and that they were arrested for selling drugs from the house, and the person didn't rent the house to them. So that was a good way to screen people out. I mean, when people put these applications in, do they think this stuff is going to be invisible? I don't know what some people are thinking sometimes.
Well, oftentimes when people list their properties to rent through a realtor, they ask us to do all of that, eviction, background check, and credit check. So we're more than happy to provide that service. And usually the person that wants to occupy the property, the prospective tenant, fills out the application, and then there's a fee for us to run those checks. And then it's up, you know, under review by that landlord, that owner of that property. They review it, and then they decide whether they want to rent to someone. Oftentimes, though, I've heard from other people in my line of work, in my industry, that why would I check if they have good credit? Why do I care about good credit? Because if they have good credit, they could just go buy a house. I want a tenant that's going to stay for years and years and years. And my response is always, well, you want to eliminate any trouble. But there is that thought process that if the person has such good credit, they're not going to stay in the house for more than 6 months to a year because they're going to move on and buy a house. But I don't know that I agree with that totally.
Well, you know, you're entering into a lease agreement, Jackie. You're entering into a contract whereby you're letting the premises in exchange for the payment of a sum of money. And that involves it's a credit issue, and there's nothing wrong at all with checking the credit worthiness of the prospective tenant. No landlord is allowed to discriminate against a tenant for obvious reasons: race, religion, sexual orientation, or religion, etc. But certainly you have, if you have, and you do it across the board, we only want, you know, credit worthy tenants. And you can restrict it to say we don't want anyone with criminal record or history. That's within the landlord's rights.
And you can also say no pets.
No pets, correct.
And you can say no smoking?
As long as you can, absolutely. You know, it's your property, and these are the rules that you set. And if they're not followed, one, don't apply here. Two, we can evict you.
And you can also, if you, whether you're residing in the property or not, you correct me if I'm wrong, please. You can also say that if you have a four-room, two-bedroom property, you can also say how many occupants.
You can limit it to occupants, number, et cetera. Sometimes you can say we don't want to, but we're only limiting it to two adults. You know, it all depends on the situation. And you need to be equal across the board as to, you know, you can't make up one rule here and apply it to one and not the other. As long as you're consistent across the board, you're okay.
Okay. Before we close, what about security deposits? Well, that's something we didn't cover here.
Security deposits are often the subject of contention between a landlord and a tenant, namely, you know, returning the security deposit. Some quick tips on what security deposits are all about. One, it is within the landlord's rights to request a security deposit. Usually, that deposit must be returned to the tenant, assuming that there's been no damages incurred during the lease term. The law says that the landlord must, within 30 days of the time the tenant leaves the property, return the security deposit if everything is okay. If not, if the landlord wants to withhold it or a part of it, they must give the tenant a written notice of the list of damages as to what they believe in the monetary amount and send it to that tenant. And if they do, and if they don't do that within 30 days, the landlord will forfeit their rights to withhold that security deposit anymore. A caveat to that is that the tenant must, under the law, notify the landlord in writing as to their forwarding address. If the tenant doesn't do that, that forgives the landlord from having to follow that procedure. And by the way, if the landlord doesn't follow that procedure and give them a written list of damages, after 30 days, the tenant can sue, and they could sue for double the amount of the rent and usually be successful in court.
Does that have to be in a separate account, that security deposit, or could it be right in that checking account?
Practically speaking, it should be kept in a separate account because the law says you must provide interest to the tenant on that security deposit.
For the length of time it was in that account.
Correct. Okay. The landlord is allowed to deduct a 1% administrative fee. You know, you don't really see a lot of that come up. Honestly, most leases will waive that requirement to have it in an interest-bearing account. So I don't see much of that ever being an issue, but it can come up.
Thank you so much for 4 weeks of wonderful discussion, Attorney Richard Finucci from Peckville. And your contact information, please?
1418 Main Street, Peckville, Pennsylvania, 18452. My phone number is 570-383-0652.
Thank you, Pat.
We have a great home, perfect for a large family. It has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and is located at 516 Dundaff Road in Dixon City for $110,000. This home has very nice hardwood floors throughout, a large updated eat-in kitchen, newer windows, newer siding, great room sizes. It also has low taxes of only $1,250, has a fenced-in backyard, off-street parking with the one-car garage. It has a Rinnai on-demand hot water system. So please check out 516 Dundaff Road in Dixon City, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for $110,000, listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.